Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Aleph, middle of Hilchas Bishul. Okay, so the Mechaber.
If you want, you can feel free to put down the Mishaber here.
So the Mechaber says as follows. Of course, we know that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. However, the Gemara has an exception called an Ambati. Bathtub, it could be it's different. We'll see there are different yourselves in what way it's different. Ambati shel merchas shehimaleya mayim chamin einos la mayim sonim. You can't put cold water inside. What's the chidush over here? If it's a kli rishon, we didn't read the words of the supposed Rama. If it's a kli rishon, it's a davar pashut. So there's a chidush here. It says in Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Hey v'afil b'chami tveria aslitin sonim b'ambati shuhum shach min hamayim l'selcha. So here the chidush is that it went from a mayon into the ambati. Nevertheless, that's all considered a kli rishon. El tzarech lito, if you want to heat up the water, like the story of Rebbe over there, right? It's a Rebbe on daf mem and Shabbos. El tzarech lito me ambati be kli sheni. You have to first put the water in a kli sheni. V'achak kafitin amayim l'selcha, and then you could put cold water inside. So you wanted to heat up a baby's bottle. So then in such a case, you would have to put it into a klisheni, and then you'd be able to heat up the cold water. Here, the Rama has a different understanding of what the chiddush is. Says the Rama, va'afal pi shihi klisheni, even if the ambati is in klisheni. What's pshat? In Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the kiven shein l'rechitza, mistam acham man harbe, u'mispashal atzonu shemisar b'hem, al pi shabati u'klisheni, tur. So I believe that the world is choshesh for this shita, if it's going to be something that there's mayim harbe, that and the chimum is harbe, so then in such a case there are some who are machmer. However, even though there are definitely those who are choshesh, the Dirshu concludes, Ula halacha dasa Reb Nissim Karelz, Shemi ikra din yesh lahakil, Ula hachshiv esakos, She'ira lesocha mehamecham kli sheni. So, it seems that there are poskim who definitely m'maisa are mekel as well. Similarly, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo, Sheitachin shachumra bambati nemra dafka b'mayim hazor min agabi karka b'mokum echad zman rav. O dafka b'ambati shekulo kli echad v'mayim zorm ba mikce echad oksay sheni. V'chein ein chomim ismai b'shas hakiluach. Ach b'iri b'avir yitachin that they would be mekel. What's Reb Shlomo Zalman talking about? So Reb Shlomo Zalman is talking about the following case. He's saying that if you recall, we mentioned that the kiluach is the chidush of the mechaber. So how would we paskin as far as kiluach is concerned? For example, in Yoredeya, we say that if you have something that was a kiluach, so then in such a case, if it's nifsaka kiluach, then it's considered like a klisheni. If it ran along the ground, so then in such a case, it's considered a klisheni. So Reb Shlomo Zalman over here says that the chumra of ambati is talking about when the mayim are zorm agabe karka b'ma'okam echad zman raf. O dafka b'ambati shekula kliyachav ha-mayim zorm b'mitzeach l'okzei sheni. Ach b'iri ba'avir, but if you pour it in the air, yitachin sha'af ha-trum ha-sadesh in yoda she'en ha-mayim nechshavim kumnach m'kli rishon. That he would agree that's not considered m'kli rishon. So again, as far as halacha is concerned, clearly the mechaber is meikel. There is a chumrah of ambati b'kli sheni, according to the Ramah, and presumably that would only apply in a case of where you have a large amount of hot water in a large vessel. So then in such a case, then one would be machmer. And that's what's borne out by the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Zayin. He says, Ayin b'achorim sheshkosvu, d'dafka mayim mu'atim shefshu sheyispashu sham, avom nosin harbe kol kach, ad shecham nasun poshon adeizeh, Shari. So then in such a case, it would be permissible. So only if there's a lot of hot water. If you have the inverse, you have an ambati, which is a kli rishon, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, then you shouldn't even put in a lot of cold water. Because here we learned that you're putting in a little bit of cold water into a lot of hot water. What happens if you have a kli rishon, where there's a lot of cold water that's being put in? So here, it depends on whether it's an ambati. We're going to see later on. If you're putting in a lot of cold water into a small amount of hot water, it won't be mevashel, it's going to be mutter. However, if we're talking about an ambati, so the Mishnah Berurah concludes, then in such a case one should be machmir. Okay. Yeah.
Just with regard to he says, kevan shehin rechitza mistamachim in harbe. I would have thought that a rechitza can't be that hot because you're going to wash yourself with it. So, like, yeah, just like that.
No,
so let us
know. So, I understand why you're saying that today it might be that.
So if you're cooking something, then it's boiling water. But I thought if it's for rechitza, I would assume that it had to be cooled down.
Right. So the answer is that in those days that the waters that they had for rechitza were really, really, really very hot. I don't go into the hot mikveh, but from what I understand, the hot mikveh is really very, very hot. So then that water could actually be mevashel. In those days, I think it was quite common to be rochets in that type of water. A little bit more on this, sifkotanai ches in the Mishnah Berurah, vafilu ima ambati hu kli rishon muter la'aretz l'soch ma'insoni mehim ruben alcham. That's why I spelled out before, that when you have an ambati that's in kli rishon, if there's a lot of cold water that you're putting in, that'll be mutter. But he asks on himself, va'af agav da'osu la'aros al tavlin. But wait a second. If the ambati is a kli rishon, so you're allowed to do what? So we learned one thing in Ayin Zayin, and we learned something in Ayin Ches. Ayin Zayin, we learned that really mikur didina, you would have been allowed to pour in a lot of cold water. Here in Ayin Ches, we're saying that you're allowed to pour from that ambati kli rishon onto mayim tzonenim. If the Mayim Tzoner is more than the Mayim Hachamim. But the Mishnah Berurah then asks, Va'af agav da'osa la'oros otavlin. Why is it that it's permissible to pour the hot water onto a lot of cold water? Don't we have a rule that Irui is mevashel, and you're not allowed to pour onto spices, K'moshe Kasa B'Sif Yod, on the previous page, Davik Kli Rishon. So he says, Zel dafgar davar gush. That only is by davergush. Aval hachas shani. Here it's permissible. Shemis arvin hachamin im hatzonein. You're mixing the hot with the cold. Umispatel chamin musan. Kivan shatzonein merubim. So here is a very, very important halacha I think that some people are not aware of. Even though the Shulchan Aruch develops, and the Mishnah Berurah previously, that iruiz mevashel kadei klipa, that is iruiz when you're pouring hot water onto something that is suspect, a different word in English I'm looking for, is likely to be mevashel. Another word, is likely to be mevashel. Susceptible. That's the word. Is susceptible to bishul. So, like tavlin is susceptible to bishul. So then, iru is going to be mevashel. However, if you're pouring at once, we'll get back to this point at once. But if you're pouring at once, hot water onto a lot of cold water, so then in such a case, then immediately the cold water will beat out the hot water. And we're going to see, it's going to depend on the volume. If there is a very, very small amount of cold water, then it wouldn't do that. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Muter la'oros l'soch mayim tzonim imheim merubin al hachamin. Now, if, however, you're going to do it slowly, we're going to see that's going to be a different shayla we have to develop a little bit more. Okay, let's take a look at Sif Yud Beis. Mecham shepinim menem mayim chamin. If you have a kettle that was used for a lot of hot water and you cleared it out from the hot water, mutan l'socha litan l'socha mayim tzong, you're allowed to put cold water inside. Kedei lav shiran, if your intention is just to make them lukewarm. And it's permissible to pour hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot, as long as it's not in, the hot water is on a kli rishon, because when it's in a kli rishon, then it's mischamein harbe. So if you take a look, I said we'll have to differentiate between whether you pour in a lot or a little. So you take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Pei Beis. He says, let's start with Pei Gimel. If you have coal that's going into hot, shari. So as long as the dominant one is a cold one, it's permissible. That's only if you're pouring cold into hot, that's only if you're pouring a large amount at once. A little bit would be prohibited. It's going to be a vashel takeif. So the rule of thumb actually is that when it comes to pouring, generally, if you have more cold than hot, so pouring is going to be permissible. So, in both directions, we learned upstairs in Ayin Ches, if you have hot water on top, and you're pouring hot water into cold, and there's more cold water on the bottom, so then in such a case, as long as there's more cold water on the bottom, and you're pouring at a natural pace, so then in such a case, we don't say Yiruiz Mevashel Kedei Klipa. We say that it'll immediately cool it off, and it's different, going to be different than tavlin. And the inverse as well, that if you have cold water, that you're pouring a lot of cold water into hot water, so then in such a case, also it's going to be mutter, bitnai, that you're not putting in a very small amount of cold water at a time. Because then in such a case, then if you're pouring it into a kli rishon, then the kli rishon would be mevashel that water. I would just add that presumably the inverse on the first case would also be true. If you had a small amount of cold water and you poured a lot of hot water at once on top of the cold water, so presumably as well, then that would be a din that there would be mevashel, that would be mevashel kedei klipa. That's what it would seem. The Rama concludes, v'im amayim ruben kol kach, she efshe yispashel rak she figu tzinasan, afilu bekli rishon shari, rak shelo ye al ha'esh. And if there's so much water that it doesn't have the ability, the kli rishon doesn't have the ability to be mevashel it, so then in such a case, if you're pouring a lot of cold water and all your intention is to do is to make it lukewarm, then everything is going to be mutter. In other words, if you don't have yatzo ledespo, there's no iser. The fact that the cold water is getting lukewarm is not going to be a problem, with one exception, rak shelo yala esh, but you have to be careful, it's not going to come lidei bishel, so then in such a case, one would be machmir. Rav Nevinsal pointed out that the Or Sameach suggests that kli sheni is a different heter. The kli sheni is a heter of koach kocho. That just like we have an idea that you're only chayiv on kocho, so kli sheni is going to be similar to koach kocho. So Rav Nevinsal pointed out that if that would be so, then we would never be machmir in a kli sheni. The fact that the Rama says afal pishi kli sheni indicates that we don't go with that opinion of the Or Sameach. Yeah, these are halachos that come up quite often. These shailas come up quite often. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had a very practical question on this, famous question. And that is, he said, what about in a case where you have a lot of hot water and you have a little bit of cold water, but the hot water is sitting in a kli sheni, so technically you're allowed to put the cold water in. I, hachush machish, that if the water is so hot that it's mevashel. So the Rajba gave an answer, that the Rajba said that No, what you're noticing that's hot is the previous water. But the cold water never reaches Bishul. That's what the Rajba suggested. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered by that. Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, they quoted as asking, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Kedarko B'Kodesh constructed an experiment. I'll say this with an introduction. They said there were once boys in Beit Vegan. There is a school in Tiv Meir, which is a high school, where the boys study secular studies. And there's also Kol Torah, which doesn't have, in their high school, does not have secular studies. So boys were studying for their Bagruyot, and they were on the bus, and they were complaining. They were taking physics. They didn't notice that Rav Shlomo Zalman was sitting next to them on the bus, and one of them was complaining about the physics, what a pain in the neck it is, and so on. So Rav Shlomo Zalman turned to him, and he said to him, "What are you talking about? It's so fascinating, it's so beautiful. Whether you should be studying in high school, that's a separate shaila. But if already you're in studying it, it's neflos habora, it's so beautiful, you should enjoy it. Rav Shlomo Zalman very much enjoyed the science, v'chule. So Rav Shlomo Zalman constructed a case. He said, what happens if this is not the science of the 21st century, this is the science of the 20th century. If you took the water and you put it in a translucent bag, or something, and you put it in the hot water, if it's very, very hot, you measured the water that you put inside, which was room temperature, it'll become mevushal, not like what the Rajba said. So that was Shlomo Zalman's kasha on this Rajba. Generally, what many this is all quoted in the Dirshu, not the story, but this is all quoted in the Dirshu. Generally, most understand that it's a din, it's a halacha. That the halacha is that klisheini is einu mevashel. That's the general rule of thumb. And that's, I think, the minhag ha'olam is to pask that way, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman leaves off with a tzarachin.
And they can din even if it's against
what even if it seems in mitzias. That's a big debate. You won't get Rav Nevenzal to say that b'pem mala. I think there are poskim will say, no, that we have to reassess that in Mitzvahs. But generally, in terms of the general trend of psak, is that's how most people would paskin. Although I could hear someone that would be choshesh that it would become so hot, yad saladis, but he'd be machmir. Rav Yashiv gave a technical teretz, which is still not entirely satisfying. He said that it gets hot, but it doesn't get as hot as the kli rishon itself. So since it doesn't get as hot as the Kli Rishon itself, somehow it's going to be different. And then it's harder to measure, did it really reach the stage of Yad Saleh Dispo? But the question is, how does it add up in the science? My sense is that Rav Nevenzal Shlita is more likely to go with the science. If you would ask him, he would tell you it's Motiv, it's a Kli Sheni. If you told him, Rebbe, I know for sure that in such a case it's going to reach Yad Saleh Dispo, then I think he would say not to do it. Okay, we'll stop over here.